Okay, we are recording. Oh, go live. There we go.
There we go.
Good morning, Donna. Good morning, Moxie brothers and sisters.
Good morning, Cheryl and Moxie brothers and sisters.
Oh my goodness. This is the Cheryl and Donna show. And it's actually our last one for the year. We're going to take some time off to kind of refresh and renew in between Christmas and New Year's. And we'll see what the new year brings. And that's kind of what this morning's Morning Cup of Moxie is about, we're all looking at the new year. And I think for whatever reason, we look at the new year as a way of, starting again, kind of that clean slate. And, so there's so much wrapped around that this morning. And, for me, the new year is like new promises and new goals and things to kind of strive for. But every time I start out like that and striving, I never stick with things or just isn't what I should be doing. So I know I have to actually more transform a lot of my thinking in different perspectives and that kind of thing. Donna, what's on your plate for the coming year? Like, what's your perspective on a lot of things? Do you run into the same kind of thing?
I do. With this pandemic, it's just been so hard staying focused and staying upbeat and staying positive amongst all the negative stuff that's going on around us. But Cheryl, I found it's as simple as just saying, Jesus, come into my heart, help me. And I get goosebumps saying that. I just got goosebumps saying that. It's just as easy as that. Just asking him to come into your heart and come into your life and to, help you through it. And he does, almost instantaneously. He's just waiting for us to open our hearts to him, to be available, to say, he's like, I'm here, when you need me, here I am. You just have to reach for me. Just reach for me.
Yeah.
It's simple as that. So I think for the new year, it's just keeping myself open and just making sure my heart is open and not getting stuck in my head. Getting stuck in your head. I've been stuck in my head over the last week and it's been intense. I haven't slept. I've been tossing and turning and thinking about this and thinking about that. And whoo, girl, it's been a time this week.
Yeah. I have, all right. So something this is going to sound really strange, but for some reason I'm feeling the need to share it. So as I'm journaling this morning and thinking about how, always asking let me be, remember throughout the day, instead of striving under my own power, to remember that, you are with me. And so as a little background, I have a ringing in my ears that's just always there, And when it's super quiet, it's very loud. And as I'm journaling, it came to me like that ringing is always there. And I drown it out with, talking or music or even the hums of my server, my computers, drown out that ringing, which, can save my sanity. But much the same way, he showed me that with the busyness of my day, I drown him out and drown out his voice. And I was like, really? You're going to use my tinnitus as an example? And it's like
such a good point. You're absolutely right about that.
Yeah.
We do. We drown out that so we can't hear him all the time.
Yep. And it's like just the noise of, oh, I need direction. What do you want me to do next? And then like, I'm off finding, well, maybe I should go get the mail. Maybe I should go upstairs and make more coffee. Maybe I should blah, 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 blah. You know, maybe I should email somebody or check Facebook or whatever. It's all the busyness and the noise to that, instead of the, and I was in a good, you know, routine for a long time of, okay, when it came to the what to do next, you know, in my day, like to just stop for a moment and be quiet, no music, nothing, and just be quiet. Just, and it was restful. It was renewing, you know, and little things I'd hear like that little voice, like, you know, what's important, it, you know, the important stuff would float to the surface. Like, okay, that's what I need to do next. Not go out and get the mail or make another cup of coffee. You know, so the being quiet and part.
Only 5 minutes. I mean, yeah. 5 minutes, 10 minutes will
Two
make
minutes.
A huge difference. Yep. Huge. Yeah. Yeah.
So, you know, as we're heading into the new year, and of course, you know, we talked about in a previous episode, you know, our themes, our word for the year and so forth, that in itself can become some noise, you know, and we're not supposed to be focusing on just the, you know, that word or that theme. We need to change our perspective, change our thinking, and look for him in our everyday life, I suppose, is the best way to say it. You know, and as we're looking at all these new goals, it's like, you know, I don't know of anybody else. I over-research. I'm out there. And then that leads to comparison. Like, look, I almost made her lose her coffee.
Oh, he says, I over-research. She over-researches. I'm just saying.
Yeah. Oh, my goodness.
Over-research.
And then one thing leads to another. It's like, wow, they're doing this. Wow, they're doing that. Wow. I suck, you know, and it leads to the comparison. So, Eddie, so,
don't do that.
All right, I promise. But you know what you start looking for are those quick fixes. Mm-hmm. You know,
yeah.
Looking for the people who have the answer, or the people like, you know, buy this system. My signature system will help you. Blah blah blah. Right, and.
Right.
What that is it's a fix from the outside in. And if we haven't changed our thinking, you know, and our mindset and everything else, there's no way we can transform ourselves to have any different of a year this year than any other year, honestly. You know, we need to see it and have the things in our life that change our perspective and renew our thinking so that we can change. And the verse that came up for me this morning was Romans 12:2. This says, do not conform to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Then you'll be able to test and approve what God's will is, his good and pleasing and perfect will. And that's what, I mean, that's what we're really looking for. And we're looking for direction. We're looking for God's will in our life. And by looking for these, you know, seeing these quick fixes, if it doesn't change our thinking, if it doesn't transform, you know, how we're seeing things, our perspective, our lens, then it's not going to work. It's going to be striving under our own power again. And that's kind of where a lot of times I loop back around to by the end of the year, you know, so it needs to be an inside out. And, you know, so before we started, you know, online with the show, like Donna, you were talking about a verse too, and like, tell us more about that and what's going on, what your thoughts are.
So I was looking at, I think you said it was John 15:7.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, ask for me to come into your life, ask for what you need and you shall receive. I don't have the exact verse, Cheryl. Do you have that?
I do. It is, if you remain in me and my words remain in you, ask whatever you wish and it will be done for you. This is,
again, another goosebump moment. you know, I just have to share what happened last night. I just have to share this because it was, I can't explain it any other way than saying it was just awesome to see God at work and how fast it can happen. And I'm getting a little teary-eyed too, because it was so powerful. anyway, I was over at my aunt's last night and she was having her Bible study and she asked for me to stay. And I'm like, okay. So we're staying. And oh my goodness, this group of ladies that she has the Bible study with, I think there's probably about 10 of them. They're doing, you know, these ladies, they're in their 70s. They're doing the Zoom meeting thing, right? You know, they're having a little technical difficulties here and there. You know, it was so sweet. It was really so sweet. Anyway, they're having their Bible study and they talk about John, this scripture. And, you know, I said, you know, a friend of mine was on my heart and I just asked for prayer for her because she's been struggling. She's been struggling with negative thoughts. She's just been struggling in her life for so long. And it was just a simple prayer that I asked for, that Jesus just come into her heart. Just come into her heart, give her peace, give her rest, let her open her heart to you. You know, I prayed for her family and, you know, she had a relative that had passed and we prayed for him as well. And it was just that simple. And no sooner that I am on my way home, she calls and she asked if she could just come over and that she wanted to talk with me. I said, sure. So I got home and I called her and she came down. And aww. she said, Donna, I don't like myself. And I want to change. I don't want to be like this anymore. I want to be more positive. I want to be more uplifting. I want to renew my relationship with Jesus. And Cheryl, I have not ever witnessed to anybody before like this, not ever. And I said, all you have to do is ask him to come into your heart. It's just that easy. Open up your heart and just say, Jesus, come into my life. Come into my heart. I make you my Lord and Savior. And she did it. That's exactly what she did. And to see how powerful that was and how I had just prayed for her in that Bible study. And then she calls me and she asks that she want Jesus to come into her life. I have no words. I have no words to see God in motion, to see him in motion and to see how fast and how instantaneous that was. Just that little prayer for her has made a huge difference in her life, that she wants to change her way of thinking, to change her life. And anyway, I'm just so moved. And especially at Christmas time, yeah. You know,
yeah.
It's like, well, what's Christmas about? Well, Christmas is about, you know, God is with us. He's with us. He's around us. He's within us. He's there for us. We just have to ask and we have to reach and he's there. That's what the message of Christmas is for me today.
That's amazing. And it really, yeah, I'm choked up for you and knowing your friend a little bit too. Yeah. I mean, many of us end up someplace, and I mean someplace rhetorically, you know, feeling lost, or, you know, we try doing things ourselves that lead to self-destructing habits or whatever, because we're looking and he's just like right there all the time. And you know, a lot of that is, it has to happen from the inside out. You know, and opening your heart, like you said, and that's amazing to see. It, you know, I think we all pray, you know, all the time, sometimes longer, sometimes shorter, and And it's not like, you know, he's not a genie that it's like, okay, here's my prayer list, Lord, like, here's my plan. Will you make this your will? And, you know, he's not there granting wishes, but he's there to provide for us in more ways than we can even imagine. But it takes just renewing our thinking and opening our hearts.
And to see him in action.
Yep.
I mean, yeah. Just to see him in action.
Yep.
Has been, for me, that was the gift that I that was just such a huge gift
that
for me to see that, to actually witness that.
And just that, how you know, she called and you answered the phone.
Right.
You know, I mean, you could have easily have thought, you know what, I don't want to talk to her right now. I'll call her back. And that little window was by design and what was needed. You know, he needed you to answer the phone and you were led to, you know, and that's amazing. I've seen also in some family members and friends around me, like some of the little things that I would think about, but didn't like officially, you know, pray about or something, like, and then sometimes just things out of the blue and conversations that I've had, and it's like, wow, I've known this person like all my life. And he's talking about, he's crying that he needs to read the Bible more and just doesn't know how. And the little voice in my head's like, this is where you teach him. Then you're like, help him.
I know, I had that too. I'm like, well, what do I do? What do I say? I am I doing this right? You know?
And that's the enemy getting in there going, you don't know what you're saying, you know? And so I'm reading through Exodus and so we're at the part where, you know, God's sending Moses to to do, you know, Moses things. And he's like, but I'm slow of tongue. You know, I can't do this. Like, who's going to believe me? And I'm like, yep. Mm-hmm. I say the same thing. It's all doubt. Like, how could I be the one that would, you know, help someone read their Bible or something like that? Like, I'm not good enough. I'm not smart enough. I don't know enough. It's like, just shut up and do it. You know, just, you got moxie.
No, and it was in my head. Say it.
You know? So you heeded the call.
Right, exactly. I'm like, all right. It's so funny because, you know, that little voice in your head, right? It's yeah. Going on and she's telling me this. And in my head, it's like, say it. Just ask me to come into her heart. Just say that. Just say those little words. And you know, and I would sit there and I was like, oh, you know, I don't know if I should say that to her. And you know, and it was like, say it.
And there are angels.
I'm ready. Okay. I got it.
Oh, that is an awesome Christmas story. And again, you know, it's inside out instead of outside in. You know, if she was not open to this, and you know, and I think that's a lot of where, you know, people get confused between faith and religion and everything else, that, you know, they're going to be judged and they're going to be told you should do this and you should do that. And it's like, no, it's just being open to wanting to change or wanting something.
Yes.
You can't even fathom in our lives, and you can't make someone do that.
Right.
All
right.
You can do is help them see and inspire them and help them to open their hearts to see. And so, and that is not in our timeline. You know, that's God's timing. So we just need to be the little, you know, was it the mustard seed?
Right. And it was just a little seed.
Yeah. And you watered that mustard seed.
Oh, so powerful. Yeah. Oh, so powerful. You know,
that's awesome. So being that this is like our final episode for 2020, the, dare I say, dumpster fire that this year has been. I am glad to see 2020 coming to an end for pretty much the same reasons I think everyone is. But at the same time, I know so much has come from it that is good. And it's a matter of perspective. And, you know, I definitely over the weekend, the emotions of all the things that have happened in the last couple of weeks and this year and everything has been rather emotional to me, much to my poor husband's dismay. Sometimes we need to just allow the emotions to move through. We can't bottle them up. We can't force them to not think about it because that never works. We have to let them move through and let God handle it. And sometimes that comes in the form of an emotional meltdown. thankfully for my husband, who we've been married now a little over 34 years, it's not his first rodeo with my emotional meltdowns. He knows exactly what to do now. He knows it doesn't last forever. It's maybe 10 minutes and then I'm moving on. And I feel better, like cleansed after that. you know, the new year has new promises and, you know, so I'm challenging myself and I would challenge, you know, anyone who's watching this, like, how can we renew our minds? Where do we need to shift our perspectives to see, you know, God's hand in some of the little tiny details in our lives, in our day, in moments? Where do we need to renew our thinking so that when we hit the ground in 2021, you know, even though there's still a lot of leftover stuff going on, you know, how we can change our perspective for the better. So I would love to know, you know, what people's plans are, you know, what is, if there's any way that Donna or myself or anyone that you know, who would be open to conversation, you know, if you need some help in renewing your mind, both of us are available to, you know, to talk to you, cry with you, melt down with you, whatever it takes.
Right. Right. And I think too, just like you said, it's just as simple as just asking him to come into our hearts and being open to that. And then noticing the action, noticing what changes, you know, such the simplest, littlest thing makes such a huge difference.
Yeah. I saw a quote yesterday and I don't know who said it or whatever. That seeing is being present, looking is looking to the future. So I know, and what struck me was that I tend to get caught in that looking. So I'm not seeing what's right in front of me. I keep looking for something different. And in other words, I'm kind of, in some respects, wishing my life away because I'm like waiting for something else, what's next, instead of seeing what's right in front of me. And I thought that was kind of powerful.
Being in that present moment.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, well.
Wow.
Yeah. This is a good episode. I think we're both like.
What time is it? Oh my goodness.
Almost half past. It's been a great episode. And I really wish everybody, I'm like at a loss for words. Can you tell? That happens so rarely.
But you said I didn't.
I know. But you were thinking it. Oh, Moxie sisters and my dear friend Donna, I wish everybody a very, very joyous, safe, happy, healthy Christmas and holiday season. And we'll be here in the new year with Moxie. We're taking on 2021 with Moxie.
Yes.
And that everybody be safe and let us know what's going on in your lives. Post below, post in the Moxie Sisterhood group on the page, message us privately, email, whatever. With technology, you can get a hold of everybody in a million ways. And we would love to, you know, help inspire, encourage you for a great 2021. Have any parting words, Donna?
You know, everyone, I just wish you a very happy, merry Christmas. That the new year for you be prosperous, be successful, that, you know, be positive, and that this year will help to transform your life for the coming new year, and that you do change your way of thinking, and you open your heart more to Jesus, and just let them in. It's as simple as that. Just let them in.
Cheers.
And celebrating you. Don't forget. Celebrate.
Amen. Happy New Year. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas, everybody. See you next year.